This is really strange.
For the longest time, I measured the distance between people and power lines and train stops. People I knew lived on the other side of the power lines or two stations out. Distance was a relationship to space, a way of knowing the world my body inhabited as it was shared with the bodies I wanted to be closer to. It was a geography, a slow knowing of land and peoples. And then time crept in with its anxious gnawing. Distance was reduced from the lofty position of the tapestry onto which all life is painted, and became nothing more than an obstacle to speed. Working life has its way of absorbing everything into its uncomfortable urgencies. Speed was necessary. Distance, travel, the very existence of space, in all its varying manifestations, was rendered into an indifferentiable object that bore the rushed tension of waged labor. Hating my 2-hour commute bled into hating life on either side of labor. And that hatred has a way of bleeding further. It's cold, I'm tired, adjust the seat, check the mirrors, key in the ignition, gotta crank it a few times to start. Radio set, stoplights flash, the nauseating motions of distance, the impotence of work, radiated outward into friendships, hobbies, all life as I knew it. Geography was purposed into telemetry, and I the sensory node for the machine of capital. I've been cannibalized into something smaller than I could yet be, something atomized, yearning for reconnection. I feel moments of reconnection most keenly when I allow myself to become reabsorbed into distance and the binding it brings. I have these clear memories of power lines, a good friend and his dog, a rainy day, traveling and feeling slightly whole. These moments, that painting of life onto distance, refresh my love of all things, and that includes the work we do here on this silly little show. That the project of being on the political left, if it is to mean anything, is in part a rediscovery of the magic of distance. Through which, if we win, we can rebuild our capacity for love even as we travel the wilds of alienation. In the meantime, join us and our new host as we discuss Bones and All.
This is really strange.